Bad boy, come out and play. You know we got a remix, right? Hold on, fuck that. I gotta do that shit again, because I ain't gonna lie. Back in 94, that used to be my shit. Hold up. I don't think I know damn, what's the shit that he did when he was, because he was copying off the Warriors when he clicked the shit together. The two bottles together. Bad boy, come out and play. You know I gotta talk about this shit, right? Mr. Take That, Take That, Take That, Take That. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mr. All in the videos, all on the records, dancing. Yeah, bring your ass to the motherfucking front of the stage now. The spotlight is on you, bad boy. Diddy, you've been a bad motherfucking boy for real, man. Allegedly. You know what I mean? I'm the type of motherfucker, I understand that, again, life is going to be life-ing, you know, but I do also believe in karma, you know, and I feel like this possibly might be Diddy's karma for all the shit that I think that he got away with. And he's the type of person that I feel like he hides behind his money. You know what I mean? Like I said, I don't know the man personally. I'm only just going off his public persona and the perception of him that's just been out there on certain platforms. And the motherfucker to me, for one, is not a producer. To me, he's a composer. You know, he just has an ear for like where he feels certain shit should be. You know what I mean? There are great, wonderful pictures of him behind the board, but I don't feel personally... You know, I think he always comes off as a person that just takes credit for other people's shit and just throws money and uses his power in the streets to pay motherfuckers to make and flex and make shit happen. You know what I mean? But we got to talk about these goddamn allegations. You know, the shit is out there. You know, his shit with Cassie. You know, he settled with her, man. Oh, my God. So fucking quick. So fast. Quick fast. You know what I mean? So now I feel like when these celebrities like him settle as quick as he did, it just leaves that open airway for like other people to come in and just put out more allegations on you and see what they can get. And of everything that I've ever learned of all my years of living, I know that lawyers, they don't just take any fucking case against somebody as powerful as him. So all these allegations now, like the new one that he has with his male assistant that was living with him, I think for like 9 or 10, 11 months, I think they said, during the making of his Love album. That attorney is working with him for a reason. You know, he's not just accepting and taking any old fucking case, because you got lawyers, their time is really money. And from what's out there, this guy got videos, pictures. I don't know who this guy had in the house with him, but shout out to the person who he had take the videos and the pictures of Diddy all in the fucking videos, all in the fucking, just all in the fucking, all, it's all in the shit. This nigga got the motherfucking shooting scene that happened with him and his son. Diddy's son was shot and apparently blood got on the fucking dude's clothes that's accusing Diddy of this shit. This dude got so much motherfucking shit on Diddy, man. The way how I was looking from the public perception, man, I'm thinking Diddy should settle with this motherfucking dude. He got it's just too much. You got pictures, videos, and I know at some point that guy's going to have to show what he has. That way they can properly defend Diddy. So this is going to be some shit. This is going to be something. And I'm curious, how is the bad boy going to get himself out of this one? Because this shit is just fucking crazy. You know, there's so many allegations, man, of Diddy's girlfriend's friend harassing dude, him damn near auctioning him off, making him wear a shirt as like a target to let Diddy's people know at the party, like Cuba Gooding Jr. know, like, hey, yeah, he's like that. He's our sex slave and shit like that. Yeah, yeah, you'll know because he'll be wearing bad boy apparel. So yeah, it was just so much. This is just so much fucking out there, and this dude's allegations, man. This is a fucking this is going to be something, man. Just those allegations, man. But again, they just allegations. I'm just curious, how in the hell is the bad boy himself going to get himself out of this situation? Can he hide behind his money? Can his money really make this go away? Because we've seen Diddy money make shit go away. You know, like the fucking Shine shit. You know, now people want to say, oh, it was Diddy that fucking really shot. Like, you know, he paid off some people. We've seen his money make that shit go away. Other allegations, even with the Tupac shit, you know, I like to believe that he had a hand in that just because Puffy always came off as very scary to me. I feel like his money made that shit go away because he fucking turned on Keefy D quick. You know, got Keefy D in that motherfucker talking about brother love, show some love shit. Diddy like, man, I'm keeping far away from this shit. You going down, nigga. You know, but this one right here, I don't know, man. He settled with Cassie real quick. But this dude, this male assistant dude, really got some shit on him, it appears. And again, I don't see no lawyer, you know, just accepting this case off of hearsay. This dude got pictures, videos, Diddy's in it, you know. I'm just curious of the person who took the pictures, like, you know, for the guy that's making the allegations. I'm just curious, is that guy going to speak up? I mean, you got Cassie Friend speaking up on shit. So it's a lot out there. It's a lot out there. And I'm not even going to lie. I'm just curious, again, how is the bad boy going to get himself out of this one? Can his money make this shit go away? Is my motherfucking question. So this is my part one on Diddy, Mr. Bad Boy himself. Mr. Take That, Take That, Take That, Take That. Yeah. Mr. All in the videos, Mr. All on the records, dancing. Yeah. How is the bad boy going to fucking get the fuck out of this one? Shit. Shout out to Gene Deal.